One of Alaska's historic roadhouses was destroyed by fire over the weekend. Glen Rich Fire and Rescue responded to the blaze at the Copper Center Lodge early Sunday morning. Firefighters were unable to save the 116-year-old roadhouse. KCHU's Tony Gorman reports.
Owner Todd Huddleston says no one really knows how the fire started. He believes it started somewhere in the back porch area. By the time he arrived on scene, the blaze had taken its toll on the historic roadhouse.
We just couldn't get enough water on it to get it shut down. And I mean, thankfully, the volunteer fire guys showed up and they kept all the surrounding buildings good, so we kept all those. But I just appreciate everything they did. They worked their butts off. I just appreciate that.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation. This isn't the first fire the Copper Center Lodge has experienced. Built in 1896 as the Copper Center Roadhouse, a fire in 1928 destroyed everything except the dining room. It was rebuilt in 1932. A general store and a post office were added in 1935, making it the center of commerce in the town. The lodge has been in Huddleston's family ever since his grandparents, George and Kathy Ashby, purchased and renovated it in 1948. Huddleston and his wife acquired the lodge from his mother in 2002. Ever since the fire, he says he's had people sobbing over the loss of the lodge, which is on the National Register of Historic Places. Huddleston says he has been very appreciative of the community's support.
You know, I have a group of people that meet here every day. Every year round, they meet here every day. And they're still here. I mean, they still showed up. They don't know where else to go. So, you know, you get the feeling that you don't own the business, that it belongs to the community, and that's huge.
With tourist season starting up, Huddleston says the incident isn't going to stop him from doing business.
I have a mobile kitchen, and I have my old Club 96 building, which is an old saloon, and I'm going to serve food out of that mobile kitchen. So we'll still be able to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, at least that much out of it. There'll be indoor dining and outdoor dining, so we'll see how that goes.
Huddleston is hoping to rebuild the Copper Center Lodge. He says he already has a plumbing contractor lined up and is looking for an engineer. He says he will begin work on the new lodge as soon as he gets more information from the insurance company. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.